The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org. Okay, so welcome. And today I thought that I would talk a little bit about sometimes when we talk about loving kindness practice, that is intentionally, specifically cultivating or developing the loving kindness or compassion. There's a number of different ways that we can do that practice. And one way is that I often teach, most often teach, has three elements. And there's one element that I mention, but sometimes don't emphasize. So I'd like to talk a little bit more about this four element that sometimes gets left behind or not emphasized or spoken about. But it's something that can support us tremendously, not only with our loving kindness practice, but with our life. Especially as we're navigating, negotiating, working with these really troubling times, difficult times. I don't know, you can put whatever adjective you'd like in there. It's, I don't want to say exactly what it is, but all of us probably have our own words. So this element is the bodily experience. Sensations in the body, the felt sense, the experience, the warmth or coolness, throbbing, tingling. Maybe it's more kind of like a kinesthetic shrinking or expanding, kind of like a movement in some kind of way. So with loving kindness practice, we have, and I'll talk about this just a little bit more, but we have the bring into mind. So we have this visual sense. It's a mental experience. Bring into mind a lovable being. And we say the phrases, which is a mental experience, but we can practice it in such a way that it really supports all aspects of our experience. But the bodily experience is something that we can really use to support us in our loving kindness practice, in that we can learn to become sensitive to, yes, I may still have this uncomfortable sensation in my knee, but at the same time, I'm noticing that there's a little bit more openness in the chest, in the heart center, or maybe there's a little more feeling of warmth in the belly. And this might be diffuse. It might be vague. Maybe it's not even sure what the exact word would be, but something feels like it has a little bit more freedom, a little bit more ease, a little bit more well-being. And to develop the sensitivity to notice that there might be some sensations that are compelling, the uncomfortable feeling in the knee, or maybe it's a sense of restlessness, like, oh, I got to get out of here. You know, the don't want to sit still, or maybe it's the opposite this time of evening. For those of us on the West Coast, it's only 6 p.m., but if any of you are on the East Coast, it's 9 p.m., so there might be a lowering of the energy, and that might be your dominant kind of bodily experience. But to develop and cultivate and feel into a way to have some discernment and discrimination between different experiences that we're having at the same time, including some of these really subtle ones. Because it's often these subtle feelings that can guide us when we talk about, well, I had this gut feeling that it was not the right thing to do, or this gut feeling that it was the right thing to do, or something like that. Or I knew when I met that person, I just loved them, you know, right in the beginning. Like, those are often kind of vague feelings or sensations, but they can help they're another source of information about what's happening for us right now. And we might have some ideas or some views or some fears or other mental, I'm just going to use this word, mental things in our mind that we're not so aware of, but they might show up in our body. And being able to tap into and be aware of what's happening in our body, whether it's while we're cultivating loving kindness or whether we're just going about our day, can be tremendous support. Not only because it gives us information about what our experience is, but also if there is any sense of okayness or well-being or spaciousness or warmth, and it might just be a tiny little aspect of our complete experience, that can support us. It can nourish us. It can be a foundation and in a way in which we can kind of rest there and allow that neutral or positive experience to help us keep some balance when there might be a lot of uncomfortableness happening. And having balance in the midst of uncomfortableness opens so many doors, Our lives unfold differently if we can do that. And we can have those uncomfortable conversations we don't want to have, but will make a difference. Or we can notice that when we're saying yes, when we really should be saying no, when we should be setting boundaries, or when we are saying no, when we really should be saying yes, because of maybe some old habits of thinking, even though we know it's not helpful for us. So the bodily experience, it's perfectly fine if during loving kindness practice you don't feel anything in particular. It's perfectly fine. It's not required. And if it's not there, doesn't mean that loving kindness practice doesn't have an effect. But for tonight, just have a little emphasis on just noticing. Just noticing if there's any little corner of our experience. I know it's a little bit odd, but I've noticed that on my right leg, a little bit above the knee, often that's the first place where I start to feel a sense of well-being. I have no idea why this kind of peculiar place, but I notice that if I kind of like check in there and this little area, pay attention to it in a kind, gentle way, and somehow it supports, I guess is the word I'll use, supports that experience to be more in my body and a little bit less subtle, more obvious. And that helps me to maintain some balance, some awareness of what's happening with myself. So I just offer that. It's maybe a little bit peculiar, but part of the reason why I offer it is to say that it doesn't have to be an obvious sensation, and it doesn't have to be exactly where you're expecting it. It might be, but it might not be too. And then maybe one last thing that I'll say here is, can we do this? Can we be sensitive to our bodily experience without turning it into a project, without searching and trying to find and define and examine and figure it all out? It's more of a opening to an experience. It's more about allowing the felt experiences to show themselves rather than our going to dig and find them. And then I'll say one more time, it's perfectly fine if you there isn't anything there that's quite clear, but just have a curious mind. Yeah, what is the felt experience? Okay, so with that as an introduction, can take an alert, upright posture. Because I've been talking about the body, maybe we'll spend a little time here starting with the posture. Take your time, maybe rocking back and forth or finding your seat in some way that feels balanced and poised, also with a certain amount of ease. We can tune into the body as a whole. How does it feel to sit here right now? How does it feel in just a general way? And then it can be supportive to do a body scan. That is to bring the attention to different areas of the body and just notice the experience there. We can start at the top of our heads, or maybe our heads in general, and the area around the eyes and the mouth. These are common areas where we have some tension or tightness. We don't have to make the tightness go away. It might be that bringing some gentle awareness allows some softening or opening, but maybe not. Can be helpful to just tuck the chin, just a really, really small movement that then opens up space in the back of the neck. A little bit more alignment in the spine. And allowing the shoulder blades to glide down the back. The shoulders being away from the ears. Feel into the upper back and lower back. And the chest. Just feeling what it feels like in the chest. It can be helpful to do another really small movement of opening the chest, bringing the shoulders back, just a really, really small amount, but still comfortable, still natural, no strain, but maybe just a tad more space. And the belly. Can we relax the belly? And feeling the pressure of the chair or the cushion against your body. Feeling supported, grounded, connected. And sensations in the upper legs. Lower legs. And the feet. Another place we can feel grounded and connected, feeling what the feet are touching. And the upper arms, the lower arms, hands and feel what the hands are touching. Maybe it's smooth or rough or warm or cold. And then feel the experience of having hands inside the hands somehow, the tingling, the throbbing, the pulsing, whatever the felt experience is of having hands. And then the same kind of awareness bring to the sensations of breathing. Feeling the expansion and contraction of the chest or maybe the abdomen, or maybe feeling the air going in and out of the nose. If you find yourself lost in thought, just very simply, gently begin again with the sensations of breathing. Just feeling what it feels like to have a body that breathes. What does it feel like to have an in-breath? How is an in-breath different than an out-breath? And then to begin our loving kindness practice, bring to mind a lovable being, someone or some creature for whom it's easy to feel love or kindness or warm-heartedness, care, respect, goodwill, benevolence. Some people like to imagine puppies, babies, kittens, something like this that delights the heart. Some people find it helpful to imagine somebody who inspires them. Perhaps they don't have a relationship with them, but inspires them. And some people find it supportive to somebody that they have a relationship with, that they know, and but it's an uncomplicated relationship, or it's just really easy to feel love. Maybe like towards grandchildren or something like this, dear friends. Then you can check in with the body and see, is there any experience? It might be subtle, might not be subtle, might be diffuse, maybe not quite so clear, maybe it is very clear, that lets you know that there is a loving feeling, loving stance or mood or... We often use the expression warm-heartedness. Maybe it's literal. Maybe there's a warm feeling in the chest. And if there is this sense, this experience, it's a little that's associated with warm-heartedness, allow that felt sense, those sensations to support you. And then to support our intention of cultivating love and kindness, can repeat the phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Again, we can just do a gentle inquiry with our physical experience, and allowing any feelings of well-being, contentment, ease, spaciousness, warmth, allowing them to get as big as they would like without forcing them or doing anything in particular. It's more about allowing, somehow making space. And then to also allow yourself to be supported, nourished by any feelings of contentment or well-being. We need nourishment. We need this kind of fuel to support us, especially during these times. This is a wholesome way. A wholesome way to find support. What if we just allow ourselves to feel these experiences of loving kindness without a sense that anything else has to happen? And if you don't feel particular experiences, you can rest in the confidence and the trust that our intention of cultivating loving kindness has value, has great value. So again, bringing to mind the lovable being. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then to build on this loving kindness that we're cultivating, to expand it to include ourselves. In the same kind of way. Using either a felt experience of sitting here now or a mental image of yourself. And notice if there's any shift in your felt experience, in your bodily experience, and that we're moving towards loving kindness to ourselves. Maybe there's a little bit more openness, a little bit more delight. Maybe there's a little bit less. Maybe a little bit more closing or shutting down, or maybe it's the same. However it is, can we bring some warm-hearted attention to it, our felt experience? May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Again, just checking in with the felt experience in the body. And allowing any feelings of spaciousness or ease to support you, nourish you. And maybe in some kind of way, the loving kindness comes out of that area. Grows out of that area of the body without thinking about this too much. And then to end this meditation, feel the pressure of the chair or the cushion against your body. Feel your feet on the ground. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. Sometimes when we talk about loving kindness practice, we talk about a heart, you know, heart practices, and maybe that's in contrast to analytical thinking practices. But loving kindness practice is also a bodily practice. I would say all meditation, at least in this tradition, is. So it can be really supportive and helpful to cultivate some sensitivity to what our bodily felt experience is, not only to help us understand our complete experience, but also so that it can support us and to notice that there can be a range of experiences that are happening, maybe at the exact same time. Seems like it's at the same time. And to be able to notice some of the diffuse, maybe it's not obvious. Maybe it is obvious, but to allow those experiences to guide us, support us, to be incorporated, that is to not dismiss them. There might be a tendency to dismiss these type of experiences, neutral or positive ones, as not meaningful, but especially in times like this, it's going to be really helpful, really wise to get grounded in our felt experience and to use the positive experiences as a resource. So now I'd like to put you into some small groups where you can talk about or experience either with your idea of how our bodily felt experience can support us, or how that particular meditation was for you. Was it, did you find it you know, supportive, or maybe you're not even quite sure what I'm talking about, and, you know, that's okay too. But sometimes just bringing our minds to it can be really helpful. So we'll just be for 11 minutes, and I'm going to set this up here. And then the purpose for these groups is just to provide an opportunity for all of us to explore our experience or our understanding, and also an opportunity to do some deep listening for each other, as opposed to giving advice or have fun.